Let the children come and join me at the front of the church and everybody else can sit down. Hey, Keelan, hey, Madison. Hi, guys. Hey, how are you all doing this morning? Good? Alrighty, good, good. I want to ask you a question, guys. Has anybody ever been to the beach? All of you, okay. Do you all like the beach?
Yeah.
What do you like about the beach? You like the ocean? Oh, yeah, me too. Anybody else, what do you like about the beach?
The sand.
The sand, okay. What else? What do you like about the beach? The fish that jump out. All right, that's fun, isn't it? Yeah. What about you, Madison? The seashells, okay. Anybody else? Huh? Okay. I like the beach too, okay. In fact, Judy, my wife, and I, we just got back from the beach. We spent about 9 days on the beach, and it was great. And every single day on the beach, we would walk along the sand. Now, think about when you were all at the beach, okay? When you walk on the sand and you look back, what do you see? Footprints. Yeah, we saw footprints, okay? And it was really pretty awesome because we get there in the morning, okay, and the ocean would be like where the doors of the church are, okay? And we'd kind of sit about, hey, like this. And then we'd walk down the beach and turn back and we'd see our footprints. There were some kids on the beach and they built these big sandcastle cities. Did you all build sandcastle cities? Huge sandcastle cities, okay? They were on the beach too. And then there were some people on the beach, okay, who wrote stuff in the sand. Have you ever written stuff in the sand? Okay, yeah, they wrote stuff in the sand. So there we were, okay, and all these footprints where people had walked down the beach and all of these big sandcastle cities and all of these writings, okay, in the beach. And we sat there like this. In the afternoon, though, the water moved. The water moved from where the door was to about where that pew is there. Okay? Anybody know what that's called when the water comes in like that?
Waves.
The waves? But something else. High tide. Yeah, it's when the waves bring the water, okay, closer to you, and the tide came in, okay? And it was great, because we didn't have that far to go to get in the water, okay? Well, we were there long enough, okay, to see the tide go out, okay? It actually went back to where the door was. What do you think happened to all the footprints and the sandcastle cities? Washed away, okay? What was the sand like? It's really wet and it's very level. Okay, everything was just washed away. Wasn't there no more? In that prayer that I read this morning, the one called the collect, there's some very important words in that collect that I want us to think about today. The words were, forgive us those things of which our consciences are afraid. Who knows what a conscience is? Madison, what's a conscience?
Like a little voice inside you telling you what's right and wrong.
A little voice inside you that tells you what's right and what's wrong. Absolutely, Madison. You hit them, you look at them, all the people go, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's also one step beyond that, okay, that when you're doing something wrong, you think, that's your conscience, okay? That's where your conscience is. But the prayer this morning said, to forgive us those things of which our conscience is afraid. Let me tell you something. My guess, all those people in big people land, we have all done some things in our lives that we do not feel very proud about. We have probably said some things that we shouldn't have said. And we've probably done some things that we shouldn't have done that still makes us feel incredibly guilty and very embarrassed. And sometimes ashamed. And we try to put all that stuff away, okay, because we don't want to think about it. That's what we mean by our consciences being afraid. The forgiveness of God is like that tide that when it comes in and goes out, it washes everything away. Everything. All those footprints that we've taken that we wish we'd never taken. All them sandcastles and things that we've built that we wish we'd never built. And all that stuff we might have written which we wish we'd never written. It's all washed away. That's God's forgiveness. For everybody. Everybody. The good thing is that when it's washed away, as you said, it's dead flat. It's level. We can start again. We can start to write things on there that we do not need to be ashamed of. And we can build our lives that we do not need to be embarrassed about. Because God's forgiven us. That's very important for all of God's children to know that God has forgiven us, washed it away, made it level for us to start again with a new beginning. That just doesn't happen one time. That happens every moment of our life. So next time you go to the beach, write something good in the sand, let the tide come in, and as you watch the tide go back out again, remember, that's God's forgiveness, washed away forever. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.